Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks with real depth and no fluff. Today we're diving into Progress Software, ticker PRGS, a company that's been quietly building a solid position in the application software space while trading at what looks like a deep discount to its potential. Let's start with the big picture. PRGS has delivered mixed recent performance, up over 25% in the past month, but still down nearly 24% over the past year. That sets up an interesting tension between short-term momentum and longer-term investor skepticism. Progress Software Corporation develops and sells technology that helps businesses create, deploy, and manage applications. Founded in 1981 and headquartered in Burlington, Massachusetts, the company serves customers across the US, EMEA, Asia Pacific, and Latin America, with roughly 2,800 full-time employees. CEO Yogesh Gupta has steered the firm through a series of strategic acquisitions that have expanded its portfolio beyond traditional software licenses into a heavier mix of maintenance and services. Revenue segmentation reveals a business that's heavily tilted toward recurring streams. In the most recent fiscal year, software licenses contributed about $238 million, while maintenance and services brought in nearly $740 million, making up the vast majority of the roughly $978 million total top line. Geographically, the United States accounts for around $595 million, with EMEA adding $281 million and smaller contributions from Asia Pacific, Canada, and Latin America. On the earnings front, the company just posted a strong Q2 beat, coming in at around $2 per share versus the $1.49 consensus. That marks solid improvement from the around $1 reported a year earlier. Over the past several fiscal years, net income has hovered in the $68 to $95 million range, with EPS generally between 1.58 and 2.19, showing resilience even as the company integrates acquisitions and manages a higher debt load. Management commentary from the latest earnings call highlighted continued focus on AI-driven innovation, improved net retention rates, and disciplined capital allocation. Executives emphasized that the business operates more like a collection of mature cash-flowing assets than a high-burn R&D SaaS shop, which helps explain the steady free cash flow generation even amid sector volatility. Looking at the balance sheet and cash flows, Progress carries significant debt relative to equity, with total liabilities near $1.98 billion against $478 million in stockholders' equity. Yet operating cash flow remains robust at $235 million in the latest year, supporting free cash flow of $229 million and a healthy free cash flow yield around 19%. Gross margins sit near 79%, while net profit margins hover around 9%. For valuation, we're using a forward PE framework with DCF as a supporting lens, given the company's mature cash flow profile and reliable analyst estimates. The model carries high confidence after adjustments for growth deceleration and the existing debt burden. The snapshot puts fair value somewhere around $90 compared with a current share price near $30. That implies the stock is trading well below our rough fair value zone, though the gap could narrow or widen depending on how acquisition, integration, and retention trends play out. Key drivers include a target forward PE of 18, which sits below the historical average to reflect slower growth, plus conservative EV/EBITDA and price-to-sales multiples that still leave room for multiple expansion if execution remains steady. On the SWOT side, strengths center on high recurring revenue, strong cash conversion, and a track record of disciplined acquisitions. Weaknesses include elevated leverage and a growth profile that's decelerating versus pure-play SaaS peers. Opportunities lie in further AI enhancements and international expansion, while threats come from integration risk on deals and broader software spending caution. Recent price action shows a sharp 11% single-day pop after the earnings beat, yet the one-year return remains negative at nearly 24%. The stock has lagged the broader software application industry over longer periods, creating a valuation setup that rewards patience if fundamentals hold. My take is that PRGS looks like a classic value compounder hiding in plain sight. At roughly $30 against a model fair value near 90, you're getting a mature business with sticky maintenance revenue and solid cash flow at a price that already prices in plenty of pessimism. The high debt is real, but the free cash flow engine supports it, and any re-acceleration in net retention or a successful next acquisition could close that gap fast. Just remember, these are model estimates that move when assumptions shift, so size positions accordingly. All told, Progress Software offers an intriguing risk-reward profile for investors comfortable with leverage and acquisition-driven growth. If you like this deep dive, hit subscribe, drop your thoughts on PRGS in the comments, and we'll catch you in the next one.